Governor Bill Walker's Climate Action Leadership Team met today in Anchorage. The team just released a draft of its climate plan. Alaska's Energy Desk reporter Elizabeth Harbaugh was at the meeting and is here to talk about what happened. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Who was there and what was the tone like?
So this meeting was led by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott and other members of the governor's cabinet there, like DEC Commissioner Larry Hardig. There were also representatives from kind of a wide range of Alaskan perspectives. You had people from the fishing industry there. You had people, you know, renewable energy advocates, and you also had people from the fossil fuel industry there. The head of BP Alaska, Janet Weiss, was in the room. And as far as the tone, I would describe it as congenial and bureaucratic. They kind of plugged through these items. There wasn't a lot of debate. They discussed, like, should we use will here? Should we use shall here? Do we call it the blue economy? Do we call it the ocean economy? And then every so often, kind of a bigger discussion would pop up, like, what is the role of natural gas in the kind of larger transition to lower emissions fuels as we're worrying about climate change? But there were not a lot of fireworks.
So a lot of different points of view, but what were some of the ideas that they all have to deal with climate change?
Well, they produced this big, fat, 45-page document that I have sitting in front of me here, and there are a lot of ideas in there. There's discussion, of course, on climate adaptation, talk about moving communities that are threatened by the impacts of climate change, whether that be sea level rise, storm surges, permafrost degradation. They have, stuff about promoting public transportation, and a lot of stuff about science and research, quite a variety. And then towards the end, you get to the sort of bigger ticket items, the items that more people are going to talk about, those being kind of setting specific targets to reduce emissions, which would fall heavily on the industry because they're sort of our bigger sources of emissions, and then putting a price on carbon, potentially a carbon tax. So those are the ones that you're going to hear the most discussion about, but there's a lot more than that in this document.
The carbon tax idea seems like a biggie, and there were people in the room from both the oil and gas industry and the coal industry. What did they have to say about this idea of putting a price on carbon?
Well, I did talk to Lorelei Simon. She was there representing the Usabelli coal mine. This is what she had to say about it.
I think a carbon tax is a horrible idea. I think it does nothing but redistribute wealth. It doesn't help grow the economy, and we will see a decrease in American spending money and jobs.
And that's sort of the sentiment you'll hear from pretty much across the coal industry, across the country, when you talk about putting a price on carbon. I also spoke to Janet Weiss of BP about this. She was more measured. BP, as a company, does support a global carbon tax. She cautioned that a state carbon tax might have some economic impacts that we should study. She didn't come out and say, like, this is immediately a terrible idea, but she did have some reservations when I spoke to her.
What happens to the team's climate change plan once it's finished?
So I asked about that. The draft climate action plan is going to be handed to the governor as kind of a menu of options for them to look at and potentially implement, weigh, study. This group is not a group that makes the law, that decides what is going to happen. And I think it's unrealistic to think that everything in here is actually going to happen. This governor has said that climate change is something that he wants to take seriously. And so I think it's fair to say that he's going to give this document a lot of thought.
And of course, there's an election coming up. The governor's up for re-election. But what happens if Governor Walker doesn't get re-elected?
That's a really good question. I think it's a little up in the air right now, but I was at a gubernatorial debate a couple months ago, and Senator Dunleavy turned to Governor Walker and asked him, why are you prioritizing climate change when there's other issues out there like crime that Alaskans care a lot about? Governor Walker responded, I think this is a big issue, too. Today, I asked Lieutenant Governor Mallott that very question. What happens to this effort if the election does not go the way that you obviously would like? His response was sort of like, look, climate change is such a big issue. It's here. No matter what the next governor believes about climate change, he's going to have to deal with it.
You know, whether the governor and I are reelected or not, or someone is elected who is a climate change denier, the reality of our life circumstance will ultimately determine how Alaska acts, and I'm confident that Alaska will do what's right.
So there's a lot to be determined as this plays out, both on the ground as climate change plays out in Alaska and as our political system moves on the way it should.
Indeed, a lot to play out. Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
That was Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk.